Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7pm here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10 a.m. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
This is Episode of Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
Hey you, up in the sky, letting something light tell me how. And from 1984, Oasis, Up in the Sky, from their debut album, Definitely Maybe.
1994, that would be, of course. You listen to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital, if in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. You can also download the podcast later and listen at your leisure. This show is all about great rock music in all its different forms. We get to play a really wide range of stuff every week. Got Julian Pulley live in the studio. It's rather warm, so we have got the windows open. Later in this hour, we'll be talking to our PG about his pick of the rocks for this week. Four brand new tracks bringing us bang up to date yet again. In the second half, we've got King Kurt, which is Chris's punk band of the month. So another track from their 1983 album, Ooh Walla Walla. Amazing stuff. And also our undercover section, loads more besides in between all that. Next up, a track from 2003.
It's only money, anybody, when you money, sunny money.
And you're listening to
Glory Days. Glory Days.
We'll be right back.
So that was a band called Arena. What an epic that was. The track was called The Demon Strikes from their 2015 album, The Unquiet Sky. Before that, a live track from Argent, It's Only Money, originally from an album called In Deep from 1973. And we started out with the Cooper Temple Clause. Promises, Promises from their 2003 album, Kick Up the Fire and Let the Flames Break Loose.
All good stuff, eh? I think we played a track from them last week, which is rather unlike me, isn't it? Must try harder. Of course, you're listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital. If you're in South Yorkshire or SheffieldLive.org, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. Every Monday afternoon, 1 until 3. Next up is a belter of a track from 1982.
Somewhere, 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 in summertime. You're listening to
Glory Days. Glory Days.
We'll be right back.
And that was another epic. That was the Sisters of Mercy featuring the late great Ofra Haza from Yemen, Temple of Love, which was done in 92, and that was off a 1993 album called A Slight Case of Overbombing, A Slight Case of Overbombing, Greatest Hits Volume 1. Before Simple Minds, Someone Somewhere in Summertime from 1982, from their fifth album, New Gold Dream, 81, 82, 83, 84.
Two cracking tracks there. Of course, listen to Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We should have PG on the line now to talk about his four brand new releases this week, bringing us bang up to date yet again. Good afternoon, PG.
Good afternoon.
Oh, and on this very warm afternoon as well.
Yes, hopefully nobody's going to resign until we get to the end of the show.
Oh, is it hotting up everywhere, Paul, is it?
Gosh, yeah, it's lovely, isn't it, eh?
Interesting. So what are your picks this week then, Paul?
Oh, I think you'll be interested in my first one. It's a band called Dog Violet, and it's an all-female band. And their track is Daughter, and it's a single from their new EP, Wilting. And the band are Naz, Tua Bale, who's the lead vocalist and rhythm guitar, Ella Patanol, who's the lead guitar and backing vocals, Lauren Allpress, who's the drummer and backing vocals, Margot Sintract, who's bass player and backing vocal. If you want to find out more about them, their website is allthews.dogviolet.com. And they originate from London, the band. And this song's, they say about the what the eldest daughter tends to pick up, the responsibilities and the duties that fall to the eldest daughter. So Dog Violet and Daughter, all female band.
Great.
Good track. And then going back in time a little bit with my second choice, it's the National Game, and the track we're going to hear is Empty Time, and they're an indie band that formed originally back in 1981 in New Haven, East Sussex, and this track's from their album Still Life. In 1984, it was an independent release, and they got extensive play on Radio Caroline. There's a name to
put
you with. And they were called by Radio Caroline the best unsigned band in Britain. So John Hogben, Steve Porritt, and Chris Doyle, and Ian Marchant, and Terry Heacock were all together at the start of the band. Sadly, Chris Doyle died in 2018, and in a memorial gig they played, they acquired Richard Parker as a replacement guitarist, and the National Game with Empty Time. So a bit of a look back to the 80s. It's a familiar round at the time. Then we move on to The Horn. And the track is Back on the Path, and it's a single from their album due out in September of this year. Recently they were on at the Why Not Festival, and the new album is going to be called What's the Score, and the band consists of Johnny Taylor on vocals and guitar, Danny Moore on guitars and programming, Nick True on bass, Ed Cox on keys, and Alex Morse, on drums. And they classified themselves as a Britpop band from London. So The Horn and Back on the Path. And they say it's a bit of a legendary tale that derives from a young man who was up before the court, and the judge could have given him a custodial sentence, but his dad stood up and said, I will keep him on the right track.
Oh, interesting. So they're all London bands up to now then?
Yeah, and the next one is a bit of a mystery because it's President and their track Doom Loop, and it's from their debut album Blood of Your Empire, and that's set for a September release. And this is the band that always masked, so they're a mystery band, and we have played tracks from them before. This song is about a strange tragedy of time, and how we spend our lives wasting it and fearing it. So it's a reminder to people to be present while living their lives, and not just remembering what happens afterwards.
Oh, so, very interesting, eh? Sounds like a bit like a Gorillaz band then.
Good stuff, eh?
Yeah, so, brilliant stuff, Paul. Sit back, enjoy the sunshine, and enjoy your four tracks.
Good.
Bye-bye, we'll speak to you Saturday, all being well.
Look forward
bye-bye,
to it.
Bye-bye, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Sheffield Live. Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Future sounds.
There is no satisfactory explanation of time. Why? Because it doesn't really exist. The tragedy of time is that we only understand its value after it's become a memory.
Yeah.
Four brand new releases there from RPG, bringing us bang up to date here on Glow Days Rock Show, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. They were...
That was President with Doom Loop. Before that, The Horn with Back on the Path. Before that, The National Game with Empty Time. And we started out with Dog Violet, a female band, and a track called Daughter.
Great stuff, eh? We are fast coming to the end of the first hour of Glow Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Stick with us for the second hour for more great rock music in all its forms, including our undercover section and Chris's Punk Band of the Month, another track from King Kurt. We're going to play out today with a bit of a classic from 1979. The album was Breakfast in America. The artist was Supertramp. And the song is The Logical Song, and it's a cracker of a track as well.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily. Send me